This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
And it looks like we have a deal. No government shutdown, or will there be? Kate Delaney, welcoming you to yet another version of this show. So here's how the story goes. We can't 100% guarantee that there won't be a partial government shutdown, but let's just say we're 99.5% sure. President Trump warmed up to this legislation the House prepared to vote on as soon as Wednesday evening. So the deal would give him a little bit of the money that he's looking for to build the border wall, but not everything that he wanted. Turns out you can't grab a cigar, eat your cake, and smoke it all. That was a poor analogy. I actually saw someone do that. Light a cake from a cigar, and I think I was trying to figure that one out. So the thrust of this is that another government shutdown has now fallen back into the recesses of our minds, we hope, because it is a fragile situation at the border, number one. So he didn't publicly endorse the bipartisan agreement. It offers just a little bit of the money he wanted. But with the shutdown deadline looming, he decided, or supposedly thought he could accept the deal. When he was asked if he was happy, he said, no, I'm not happy. No! But I can't allow this to continue to do what it's doing. Then what does that mean? It's taking down too many people. And if you think of a report that came out that showed a record 7 million Americans are 3 months behind on their car payments, if that's happening, and most of them, or a lot of them, don't work for the government in a partial shutdown, imagine if you were going to work and not getting paid and couldn't pay your bills, like your car bills. Because if you think about it, a car loan is what you would pay because you got to get to work. So loans collapsing is not a good sign, one, for the economy. But if that's happening, and that's not really all these people who would be furloughed, it shows you the importance of lining up and not letting the government go to another partial shutdown, because it would just absolutely wipe out some families. And think of families dealing with sick kids, what that would be like, and dealing with other expenses. So hopefully he's on board at least to sign it, and that's kind of what it's looking like at this point. That yes, it's going to be signed reluctantly, but it will be signed, and that's the key thing. A signed bill is a signed bill. If I told you that our debt is up to $22 trillion, how would that make you feel? $22 trillion is a lot. For the first time, we surpassed that milestone. Woohoo! It's nothing to celebrate, though. That's a jump of $30 billion in just a month. So check this out. The national debt has been rising at a faster rate following the passage of the president's $1.5 trillion tax cut a little more than a year after the result of the push to increase spending on domestic and military programs. We've added $1 trillion in debt in the last 11 months. That's outrageous. You don't want to be racing to that number. A big national debt makes it harder for the government to increase spending or to combat the next recession or devote even any kind of money to helping workers, retraining them, and helping the poor. So red flag? I would think it is a little bit of a red flag. Because what are you going to do? There are no good answers for that one, folks. Oof. Not at all. Not at all. By the way, this is an interesting quick side note here since we're on this money train. Looks like we're getting some funding for the wall. Looks like we're getting a government that's funded. And then it looks like people are getting wise to what happens when you win the lottery and you show up and take pictures. A lottery winner claimed more than $1.1 million wearing a mask that looked like the horror film's Scream. 54 days to come forward. 54 days. He won, though. He came forward. He just had a mask on. Who is that masked man? Somebody who has a heck of a lot more money now. And watching him sit down and signing and everything else was absolutely hilarious. Here's my check. I'm sticking to it. I don't want to show my face. And part of that is because what happens is everybody comes out of the woodwork. They want a piece of the pie. Everybody you ever were friendly with, suddenly they dropped you. Suddenly they are bouncing back in your life. Right? That's what happens. El Chapo. As we bop around at the top. Convicted of criminal drug charges. Facing life in prison. Where does he go? 61 years old. Sentencing. Life in prison. I can only imagine. Not until June 25th. Could change. But wow, a wow, a wow. From drug hero to being convicted on 10 criminal counts against him. Including drug trafficking, weapons, violations, and operating a continuous criminal enterprise. Can't do that. If you operate a criminal enterprise, close it down. Defense lawyers are arguing that they were improperly limited in their cross-examination of the 14 former cartel associates who testified against El Chapo. I don't think that's going to work. I think they're going to throw the book at him. They didn't take any questions about the verdicts. No questions. And he's a defendant in other federal indictments in Florida, Texas, and some other places. So this rigmarole is going to continue. What prison? Would he go to Supermax in Colorado? I would think. The highest security prison in the nation. The Boston Marathon bomber, Jokhar Tsarnaev, is there. And Ramizi Ahmed Yosef, the organizer of the 93 World Trade Center bombing, is there. Ted Kaczynski, the Unabomber, is there. Ooh. That's quite a list, huh? They're all at the Supermax Secure Prison. You may go to the same place. Music means we got to step aside, but we'll bounce back with a band in just a few.
Hello. I am looking for a special soul from the GCN audience to hire to come to East Ridge, Tennessee and take care of two peaceful, easygoing people, which are a sweet 95-year-old woman and her 60-year-old son. Terms would be free room and board, plus the use of all of our facilities here at home, in exchange for living with us and seeing to our needs. We must have someone that fits in well. We get along with most anybody and value those who like to do the same. We live in a suburb of the scenic city of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Please email Matt at peaceaboveall.net. For additional information, please include your informal resume stating your strengths and weaknesses and reasons you would make a dedicated caregiver. We would also offer to negotiate a nominal salary in addition to everything else. Again, please email matt@peaceaboveall.net. Thanks for responding.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
It's time to join the Tahibo Tea Club. Tahibo tea comes from the inner bark of the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. The Tahibo tree never gets sick, never gets infected, and never gets infested. As a result, it contains antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. Tahibo tea can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening condition due to infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo tea is available for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping. 1 pound makes 300 servings, which is only 12 cents per cup. Dial 818-883-7222 or buy online at drinksupertea.com. All orders ship immediately the same day. Call now, 818-883-7222. That number again, 818-883-7222 or buy online at drinksupertea.com.
It's all about the numbers. Welcome to another version of We Can Count. So here's some interesting numbers. There's a lawsuit about this Yale fraternities, all of them. Should they allow women or not? A class action suit was filed this week by three women who go to Yale. The lawsuit says that the nine fraternities are included in this. It's brought by students who allege sexual assault, harassment, and discrimination plague the frats. The plaintiff's lawyers say they believe it is the first time students have sued a university to gender integrate fraternities. Three students say they were groped at frat parties. The students who were either assaulted or harassed. They also allege that the frats unfairly provide male students greater networking opportunities. There you go. Than the sororities provide for the female students. One of the plaintiffs said the fraternities are breeding a very toxic sexual culture. Ooh. This is an interesting one to follow. Is it feasible? Is there a paradigm shift going on? Is there a shift happening? Could be. But wow, to have the frats having to let women in, then you would think that could happen across the board. That could really change the culture, period, for any fraternities. In fact, it would. It would. I happened to see this and it just caught my eye and I thought it was funny. We always talked about the most popular, the best, the biggest, the baddest, whatever it is. In this case, we're talking about the most popular beer brands in America. Americans love beers. Remember Brett Kavanaugh said, I love beer. 40% of drinkers in the U.S. list the hoppy concoction as their favorite beverage of choice. According to U.S. beer consumption, so what do you think they're going to say? I'm not doubting it. They're saying 159 pints per person. That was what went down easy for 216 of us. Major beer distributors like Molson, Anheuser-Busch, got the bulk of some of the load. Millions of barrels of beers are shipped across the country each year. And the American brews sell millions of barrels on their own. But is it going to stay popular? Or not? And that question is tough to answer and tough for them to answer, no matter what the survey is. Because overall, U.S. beer shipments were down 1% in 2017 and look like they're headed that same direction in 2018. So, and in 2019, same thing we're seeing, that trend. According to a Gallup poll, what's so fascinating, more than a quarter of American drinkers listed wine as their preferred beverage. That's a big shift. The largest in their 25-year history. And, of course, there were other things that were thrown in there, too, but the fact that it switched off beer. And think of the beers that are out there, just ridiculous. Busch, Heineken, Keystone, Miller, I mean, the list is long. Blue Moon, Yingling, Ice House. And the summertime usually is a bigger time for beer anyway, because people are sitting at beer gardens, people are going to festivals, people are sitting in their own backyard, for goodness sake. And it works. A cold beer on a hot, hot day. Or even when it's nice enough out temperature-wise in the spring. Go to Walmart. Do you have your groceries delivered to you, or do you actually physically go there? So there's two ways. Do you go on your website and order, or do you go to the store itself? I read a very interesting story about getting free time back into your life when you're busy. And getting free time back into your life means this taking advantage, if you can afford it, of this food delivery system. So Walmart delivers food now, just like Amazon. And this is a shifting landscape. More people are taking than ever are taking the approach of, let me save time and I'm going to order food. Saving time is the new currency. Time is the new currency. And it's important to everyone, right? So how can you order food, make it convenient, and save money and not be ridiculous? Online grocery. Pick it out. You have a personal shopper that will deliver it. And if it's worth a couple of extra bucks, then it's worth it. And the people who, you know, how they get these shoppers, which I think is fascinating, they get 3 weeks of training on how to select tricky things like produce and meat. And then you've got the online grocery department managers who complete, everybody has to complete these courses. They have advanced skills through instruction and technology, just like virtual reality. You know, they immerse themselves in virtual reality. Ooh, that makes you want to, it makes you think, that might not be a bad service if I got in a pinch to get. Because look at the training they're putting into it and what they're doing. And dog food is a very, very common order, partially because it's so bloody heavy. So hectic schedules, people who can't leave their homes to grocery shop, That has to feel good to get in what you need to get in instead of, oh, if so-and-so's coming this way, maybe they'll pick me up some fill-in-the-blank. And I think these services take off and become even more popular. Now it's kind of hit or miss. But in the future, and not in the too-distant future, I think that that will really change. Sad story about a Texas sheriff who said deputies responded to a domestic disturbance call. They found malnourished children locked together in a dog cage, and then two others were found malnourished as well. Oof. Boy, just even hearing that story, doesn't it just get your hackles up? Why in the world would you do that? I mean, if we knew the answer to that, we'd be geniuses and could cure half of the insane things that we hear happen. But what is the reason for doing that? Oh, it's so sad. They found the spot, though, and they get the kids, so that at least has a happy ending from that perspective. At least. And then we move on, because this is about the numbers we can count, and we move on to something else that I thought was pretty interesting. The most underrated tourist attractions where you live. Think of the places that are tourist attractions and they're underrated. And why are they underrated? Because people aren't going to them. People don't know about them. So much of that is guerrilla marketing. Right? Getting the word out. Letting people know the who, what, where, when, why. And then getting out of the way. Not micromanaging. And there's some cool things out there. I mean, there really are, from state to state to state. They're great roadside attractions. And for like a little getaway, are you kidding? The best. In Alabama, there's a miniature version of Lady Liberty off of I-458 in Birmingham. People go there every single, think about this, people go there every single day. They're not thinking about that. But what a hidden treasure it is. How cool is that? Right? So you could pick any state. You could pick Arkansas, and they've got the Bean Fest and Great Arkansas Championship Outdoor Races. I want to go to the Bean Fest. Stay with us.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A compromise deal has been reached to keep the government open, and it's going to the president to sign. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said they were moving forward with the plan so to avoid another costly shutdown.
It's not everything the president hoped to get, but I think it's a good step in the right direction.
Senate Democratic Leader Chuck Schumer concurred.
I agree with Leader McConnell. He ought to sign the bill.
White House aides say the president is likely to sign it and then seek additional funds to build a border barrier. Senate Majority Leader Republican Mitch McConnell has agreed to a vote on the Democrats' plan to combat climate change.
We're going to be voting on that in the Senate. We'll give everybody an opportunity to go on record and see how they feel about the Green New Deal.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hamilton was adopted from a rescue in 2008. He really likes to be around people. I get out my mat and I'm doing a downward dog and he's underneath. He's quite the pug about town. He gets invited to a lot of parties. He knows he's a pretty big deal. Look at this little face. How could you not love him?
Hamilton the Pug, Instagram star and shelter pet. Amazing adoption stories start in shelters. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
What does Meals on Wheels do? They deliver meals and smiles to homebound seniors. But Meals on Wheels does something else. They turn a volunteer's lunch break into a meaningful experience.
As small and as simple as the relationship is between a volunteer and a client of Meals on Wheels, it's really so impactful. I never thought that 5 minutes could make so much difference in the lives of two people, but it has.
Drop off a warm meal and get more than you expect. Volunteer at AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. That's AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. Brought to you by Meals on Wheels America and the Ad Council.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
In our virtual green room right now, we have Sean Mullinex, and he is talking about his father's book. And this book, I think, is going to resonate with so many of you. I can't tell you how many stories I heard about this family when I moved to Dallas, Texas, and the impact they had on the wrestling world, particularly in the area, but I think just in general. So if you think of Fritz von Erich, I know some of you right now are thinking of that name, Master of the Iron Claw. That's the name of the title of Sean's father's book. And it talks about these stories that so many people don't know. And I love that when we can hear these stories that were untold or the whole story wasn't out there. So, Sean, first of all, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me, Kate.
So when we look at the story of Fritz, and you told me this off the air, how close was your father to Fritz?
Well, you know, he has an interesting backstory to this. He grew up in a small town in Texas and was a huge wrestling fan. He would always watch wrestling on Saturday nights. You know, back then there was only three channels, so it's not like he had a lot of options. And his favorite hero was Jack Atkinson, who was at that time had a name for himself as the German bad guy, Fritz von Erich. And, you know, later in life, he grew up and went to the Marine Corps and stuff like that. And as fate would have it, he ran into Kevin von Erich and was introduced to the family and just was enamored by actually having a relationship with Fritz himself. He ended up volunteering to help Fritz learn the computer because he wanted to track his stocks in real time. So he started volunteering his time with Fritz, and it was one of Fritz's dreams to finally have his story told. You know, Fritz was a pretty private person. He didn't allow a lot of media to get out on himself. And so, you know, Fritz wanted the story to be told in his own words, so to speak. And he asked my dad to, you know, write that book for him and, you know, to try to get the story out in Fritz's own words. He was able to take care of Fritz right up till he died of brain cancer in 97. And, you know, they had a very beautiful relationship.
You know, Sean, I love how you talk about that, that he took care of him, he got to know him, and Fritz was a private guy. I heard the same things. And for so many of you listening to this, and, you know, we talk about wrestling and now what the world knows about the personalities, et cetera, but Fritz Von Erich and his five sons really had a definite impact on the wrestling world with their world-class championship wrestling. There's no doubt about that. Tell us a little bit about how they spread the word of wrestling and how they made it that much bigger, not just in Texas, but in other places in the country and in the world.
Well, you know, they definitely was worldwide known. When Fritz went to Japan and beat the giant Baba with the patented Iron Claw move, you know, that just really blew his career up. And then here locally to Texas, he had the Sportatorium there in Dallas. And, you know, he would have a lot of people come in and wrestle. And it was a big deal. It was on TV. And you know, everybody could just watch it. And the fans just loved it. Everyone, you know, loved wrestling at that time.
You know, he talks about this in the book. But what was it like in the old days for a wrestler? I think very different from today.
It definitely was. You know, I know the stories in the book about they would like to have a good match. So they would get out there maybe the first round and kind of just toy with each other. And then, you know, basically once one got mad at each other, all of a sudden the fight was on, you know. And that's how wrestling was as Fritz described it back in those days. And, you know, it was a lot about entertaining the fan as well as demonstrating superior strength and, you know, ability over the opponents.
Yeah, and for you, I'm wondering, did you grow up with that same feeling, especially knowing the love your dad had for it?
Absolutely. You know, I always heard stories that he would tell me, and I was just enamored by it. And, you know, that was actually an interesting point on how the book came to be. You know, after Fritz passed away, I was finished with high school, and, you know, my dad was a big influence on my life at that time, and he made me a promise that if I would go to college, he would start this story and put it into print. And, you know, so I got to watch that unfold. That's why when, you know, before he passed away, he kind of asked me to help fulfill his lifelong work and his legacy that he left me. And, you know, since then, I've just been trying to push it forward.
Yeah, and so we're so glad that you're here with us doing that, Sean. And we're speaking with Sean Mullinex, and the book that his father wrote is called Fritz Von Erich, Master of the Iron Claw. So let's say somebody's listening, maybe two people, and they don't know about the Iron Claw. Tell us about the nickname, the Iron Claw.
Well, that was Fritz's patented move, and that was an interesting story how he created that. After one of his matches, he got kind of injured and couldn't really keep up his workout regimen. And he would created this particular exercise where he would stack books on his hand, like lay his hand on a table and stack books on it and lift them with his fingers. And that is what, you know, created him having such an awesome grip, you know, that was just phenomenal.
I know. I love that nickname. It's so good. Master of the Iron Claw. What was the family like? What do people not know about the Von Erichs?
Well, you know, they were definitely very private people. You know, they've been compared to the Kennedys because, you know, they've had such fame and at the same time had such tragedy with loss of their sons. So, you know, the story is just really compelling on how they, you know, adapted and grew. I think the book does a good job of showing the world that they were just human too. And, you know, these losses really hurt them internally as well.
Oh, yeah, of course, just like anybody, and that family definitely had a lot of family tragedies, and that's why comparing them to the Kennedys in so many ways, I can see how your dad would have come to that realization. Was your dad had to be, how did your dad feel about of pulling this work together. He had to feel excited, proud, happy, because he had such a love for Fritz.
Absolutely. You know, and that love more or less became an obsession. The first book he published was called The Secret of the Iron Claw, and it was his first work to ever be published. And it was a great book. The story was good, but he just wasn't happy with it. And he spent he just almost obsessed over it, of trying to make the story better and, you know, bridge together, edit it out and make sure it makes better sense and stuff like that. So, you know, I found it really admirable, his obsession to getting this book out there in a way Fritz would really be happy.
You know, you talk, Sean, about Fritz's patented move, but he was known for some other things, too. He was definitely a showman, right?
Oh, absolutely. You know, he had quite an interesting career. Most people don't know that he played professional football, even. So he definitely understood how to entertain people. You know, when he would, I remember my dad telling the story of the first time he saw Fritz. You know, he played that German bad guy and came out in, you know, uniform and goose stepping and stuff like that. So he definitely knew how to play with the audience and really gain their attention.
Yeah, and talk about that. What did Fritz do before he became master of the Iron Claw?
You know, the one story I heard is that he was a bit of a bouncer or, you know, someone that would go collect money if you owed a debt to somebody. I thought that was a really funny story. But, yeah, he...
That is a funny story. Oh, he's a bouncer. I could see that. So when people listening pick up the book, Fritz von Erich, Master of the Iron Claw, Sean Mullinex is with us. His father, Ron, wrote the book. What do you think your father would want people to take away from the story?
You know, I believe that he would want everyone to know that this is the way Fritz wanted the story told. And it was, I believe it done a good job of telling the story through Fritz's words. And I've heard several people tell me how they can just almost hear Fritz's booming voice coming through the pages as they read them. So I definitely think that what we have now is very impressive. The picture on the front cover is actually a talking point. We picked that one. It was an old black and white that we had. We had to have it fully remastered. It is with Fritz and Gene Kaninsky, and Fritz is putting this iron claw on Gene Kaninsky's head. And to my knowledge, it's supposed to be one of the first pictures ever published in the newspapers and, you know, published in the media. So that's, you know, one of the reasons why we changed the cover and stuff like that. And I think my dad and Fritz would both be really happy with this.
Yeah, well, I love it. So Fritz von Erich, Master of the Iron Claw, Sean Mullinex is joining us, and his father, Ron, has written it. What does it mean for you to be able to talk about this and your dad?
You know, I really just find it a great honor to know the story and, you know, just to have a part of it. That's why after he passed, I just, you know, it was hard to work on for a little bit, but I just couldn't let it go. I just always remembered that obsession. And, you know, I just want to bring honor to Fritz and his family and, you know, just make the world aware of what a great and awesome person he was. And, you know, he was really a maven of his industry at that time and really changed the world of wrestling to what we see it today.
I love it. Pick up the book and get it at Amazon. Terrific stuff. Thank you so much, Sean, for joining us.
Thank you, Kate.
It's time to start drinking Tahibo Tea. Tahibo Tea comes from the inner bark of the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. The Tahibo tree never gets sick, never gets infected, and never gets infested. As a result, it contains antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. Tahibo Tea can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening condition due to infection, diabetes, or cancer. Every week, someone calls in with the story of another miraculous recovery. Order your Tahibo Tea now for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping. 1 pound makes 300 servings, which is only 12 cents per cup. Call today, 818-883-7222. Again, 818-883-7222, or buy online at drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com. All orders ship the same day. Call now, 818-883-7222, or buy online at drinksupertea.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Detoxify, lose weight, and restore balance to your body by simply drinking tea. Surprised? Dr. Miller's Holy Tea can help you feel better and even lose weight. Because Holy Tea is a unique herbal tea blend of all natural ingredients specially formulated by Dr. Bill Miller. Call this number, 888-660-7039, or click drmillersclinic.com. Take the first step toward better health. Drink tea from Dr. Miller's Clinic.
Welcome to Forbes Books at Bedtime with Kate Delaney and Greg Stebbin.
Kate Delaney, Forbes Books at Bedtime, here with the incomparable, unbelievable Phil Romano, who I'm proud to say I'm part of the network bar, and I'm watching this thing really explode. And I'll tell you what, I don't know where you're listening to us across the country, but because we have millions of listeners, but you're going to hope that you get to have a network bar wherever you're listening. And of course, if you're in Dallas, you can come down to the network bar, and if you're lucky and you get sponsored, you can come and be a part of the network bar. So Phil, let's talk about how this concept came about. What created the idea for the network bar for you?
Well, I think for any concept to be successful, it's got to solve a problem. And you know, the thing that's emerged in my old days, they used to call it marketing. Now it's networking. You know, so and people are networking, and they need tools to network. And you know, looking at like Dallas, for example, there's maybe a bunch of networking groups around, but they're all fragmented, like fraternities and sororities. They don't communicate with each other. So what we want to do is kind of give them a you might call it a country club where everybody could go to and meet each other and so forth. So we built a nice, you know, actually just a tool. The network bar is just a tool. And we got it really nice inside. We got restoration hardware, a nice bar, a dining room. We got about 8,000 square feet and very comfortable, low chairs, low tables, and so forth. And what we've done is we put a lock on the front door. Okay, and the only way you get in was an app on your telephone. we have, you know, three memberships. It's a membership deal because you want to keep it kind of exclusive. And we have a membership from 21 to 30. It's a junior member. We charge them $500 a year. And you know, over 30, it's $1,000 a year. 70 year older, we give them a membership under four conditions. One, they've got to have had a substantial business successful. Two, be an officer in a major corporation. Three, they got to be a professional. And four, they get to buy a membership for a junior member at $500. And then they got to also got to volunteer to be a mentor, because we have a mentor program going here. And these mentors, you know, for the old people, they like it. They had members, mentors when they were in business, and they remember their mentors, and they want to be a mentor. They have nothing to do anymore, some of them, you know, so they want to get involved. So stay involved in business. So what we do is have our membership, and when they have a situation, our members, they say, well, you know, I'm doing something I've never had to think about before. My business is growing so fast. How do I grow it? What do I need? And all that. So we got a form they fill out and goes to our facilitator. And that facilitator will set them up a meeting with the mentor. But this mentor, they can't go directly to the mentor. But the facilitator will set it up, and they'll set them up with a mentor that was in the same business, successful, that this guy is having a problem with. So it's like you're talking to somebody that's really done it. At the same time, you may be talking to him, and nine times out of ten, it's probably a money problem.
Uh-huh.
And this mentor will say, well, this guy's really got a good business that's going. It's an opportunity. And he may come back to the network and say, hey, you know, we got angel investors here. We might take a look at it. We may help this person, you know, and help him become successful and so forth. So it's really, there's a lot of, I guess, social benefits and to networking, you know, and this is one of them, you know, really. And then we also have what you call Shark Tank and episodes here too. You know, young people, all the ideas are coming from young people now.
Mm-hmm.
Our average age in here now is 40 years old. And so, but the younger and the older, but they come up with businesses that are good ideas, and they can present it, they can make their presentation. We got people that are looking for ideas, looking for something. So that's also a real plus, an opportunity for it.
What's the ultimate goal? I mean, what would be the? I mean, you're a driven man. You can tell that from all your businesses and what you've done. I can tell you go for the brass ring. What's the brass ring for you in the end to see what's happening here in Dallas? What do you want to see happen with the Network Bar concept?
You know, first things first, we got to get this thing to be successful. Right now, it looks it's on a track. Okay, we've got over 5 months, I think we got over 500 or 600 members are going now. So it's come along real well. We got to make this very successful. And when we do get successful, then we say, okay, how do we grow it? What do you do with it? You know, any successful concept that's out there, you know, to protect it, you got to get market penetration. That's probably the best way to protect anything, through market penetration. So how do we get market penetration to something like this? Well, once we get it set, we got it now, we got it canned, got the first one working well, now you go off and we license it. We license it to maybe a hotel chain. You go to this hotel chain and say, okay, for every city, if you got one of your hotels, you can put a network bar there, okay? Now you got it there, and now that becomes network with Dallas, and Dallas becomes network with them, and we got everybody at their disposal, you know, here for them, and vice versa. So it kind of works out nice, and that way we could really get out there as fast as we could build them. We could probably do it. So that's probably one of the things we're going to try to achieve and go forward with.
Yeah, for you, what? And if you take me back to the very beginning, what was it that drove you to do what you did? Did you have a mentor? How did you get a leg up when you were a kid, when you started?
Well, to be honest with you, my mentor was my father. He was a hardworking man, middle class. You know, I remember I was in college, and I had karate schools when I was in college, and I was about ready to graduate, and I had, you know, this guy I was teaching, his little kid was in restaurant business. He says, hey, you want to get in the restaurant business with me? And I said, Yeah, you know, so I sold my karate schools, all the American boys' dream, all this food and women and booze, you know. I'm all for it, you know, young and going. So I went in business with him, and I sold my karate schools, went in business with him. And this guy was a jerk, you know, no business skills whatsoever. Just, you know, he'd been in the restaurant business and had something going for it, but he no people skills, you know. That's out of college, you know. And I was service motivation prompts a good business, you know. I wasn't worried about making profit. I was worried about giving the people something they really wanted, you know, and get sales and not to make money out of it. But anyway, it come to shove, and he's going to buy me out. I was going to buy him out. So I didn't have any money. And I said, well, I'm probably not going to be able to buy him out. Maybe you buy me out, and I'll just go on my way. So my father comes up to me, and he's a hardworking middle-class man. He's an electrician. And he says, well, I'll get the money for you. Being Italian, I was wondering where he's going to get the money. You know, Dad, don't worry about it. I'll take care of it. Don't worry. He said, I'll get the money for you. So he came back. He said, okay, I got the money. I said, where'd you get it? He says, I mortgaged our home. And I said to myself, wow. To this day, I say it's not the sweet smell of success that makes you work hard. It's the fear of failure. The fear of failure motivates you. And you don't want that to fail, so you work your butt off to make that thing work. Now, being scared paralyzes you. And that's what I've done. The fear of failure just keeps me going. Even, you know, to anything I do today, you know, I'm going to fail on this one. Maybe it's going to hurt my reputation, maybe. So it's all that fear that's there that makes you motivate you, makes you do things just beyond and above.
Yeah.
What is your, I mean, obviously you've had lots of wins, but what is the biggest win you've ever had?
Well, the biggest win I've ever had is my son. Bringing him up. I brought him up like a business, by the way. This is funny. I brought him up like a business. I used to drive him to school every morning. And I used to tell him, Sam, I said, there's five things you have to be a good person. One, you got to have principles. And you taught him that principles were sticking to your deal. Number two, you got to have responsibility. Be responsible for making the right decision. And be responsible for the consequences. Number three, you got to have integrity. Okay, you can't lie. You got to be honest. You don't lie to yourself. And number four, you got to communicate. You got to tell people how you feel. Don't let them tell you how you should feel, how they feel. You tell them how you feel and why you feel the way you feel. Communicate. And number five has three things in it: God, patriotism, and charity. I said, now if you have all five of these things, you're going to pick friends that have that too. And they're going to pick you as a friend. Now you got a peer group to exist in and go with, you know, and everything else. Now, when you think about that, you know, any great business, a good business, has to have the same value system.
Right.
You know, it has to have that same value system in order. It's got to have charity. It's got to have patriotism. It's got to, you know, be responsible. It's got to have integrity. It's got to have all these things. It has principles. It's got to have that in order to be a good, viable business. So, he's, you know, like I said, I keep saying I brought him up like a business. But he's a good kid. He's 22 years old. He's ready to graduate from Syracuse University. He plays lacrosse at Syracuse, you know. So I'm very proud of him. And everybody that's ever met him said, wow, he's a real good boy. So I'm very proud of him.
I love that sentiment. Bill, thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome.
It's time to join the Tahibo Tea Club. Tahibo Tea comes from the inner bark of the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. The Tahibo tree never gets sick, never gets infected, and never gets infested. As a result, it contains antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. Tahibo Tea can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening condition due to infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea is available for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping. 1 pound makes 300 servings, which is only 12 cents per cup. Dial 818-883-7222 or buy online at drinksupertea.com. All orders ship immediately the same day. Call now, 818-883-7222. That number again, 818-883-7222 or buy online at drinksupertea.com.